5:03 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning here in Johannesburg. Yes, my beloved listeners of A Safina to Ila Jannah, 5 days left for the beautiful, blessed month of Ramadan. And yes, my beloved listeners, today is the 25th of Sha'ban, 1444. Where is our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad? He is in Uwakhiz. I asked Haji Abu Yusuf, why did they name the place Uwakhiz? He says, Malala, just ask Mufti Sahib, he will tell you. Because Uwakhiz means eyes. So I don't know. Ustad, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. I don't know how's the weather there. But Ustad's family, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and Zakaria Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on Suratul Furqan, chapter number 25 and verse number 72. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting for us the true qualities of the devout Muslims, those who have dedicated their lives to Islam and to Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the qualities, chapter 25, verse 72. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. They are those people who never bear evidence and testimony for falsehood, meaning whether they're in the court, they are not guilty of perjury, or whether they are taking an oath, they will never take false oath, they will never give false evidence, false testimony, they will be always the sadiqeen and speaking the truth at all times, all places, and all circumstances. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ. And when they pass a place where there are futile activity, through kirama, they pass there in a dignified manner. Take one, two easy examples. You want to go to the supermarket for your groceries or whatever, and when you go there, you see a band is playing, and they busy with their music and what have you. So you don't go and stop there and stay at them and so forth. Quickly, you just bypass them and then enter the supermarket. You purchase your merchandise and your goods and then exit quickly from there. We land at various airports in the world, in the country, and then you see there also some people are dancing and jiving and gyrating their buttocks and what have you. You don't go there and watch them and so forth. Nay, that the true iman, the true believer, will just quickly pass away, move away from there. So these are the true qualities of the true believers, that we never ever give false testimony, false evidence, false oaths. And when we are in a place where all these vices are taking place, but obviously you cannot help it sometime, it's beyond your control, so you just walk past quickly and then you don't waste time there. So that is what true believers will do. Let us take you around the world, national, international, global news, and see what's happening in the world. Now look at the ICC, the International Criminal Court. They have sent out a warrant of arrest for Putin. Why? According to them, he is guilty of war crimes. He is guilty of, you must remember, crimes against humanity. And the list goes on. But if I turn that down as an independent observer and asked, is Israel not doing this for the past 75 years? Putin is doing this for 1 year, 1 month, or whatever. But you are doing this for more than 75 years, approximately. So are you not guilty? But you see, always the white hegemony, that you must remember the double standards. Are America not guilty of all the same crimes? Did they not commit war crimes there in Afghanistan, there in Iraq, there in Vietnam? Therefore, Trump released a statement yesterday, and he said the biggest threat to the Western world are the horrible leaders of America. There you got it from the horse's mouth. So remember this. If you take Tony Blair and all of them, Putin and all that, are they not guilty of war crimes? So all of them are guilty, but these are the white hegemony. They want to rule, but Putin told them, you go to hell. You got no jurisdiction, authority over me, and we continue, and we're going to expand our operations. Remember that. Now look at America and Israel. They had the strongest ties, but Almighty Allah has his own system. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces whoever he wants, and Almighty Allah gives honor to whomsoever he wants. B.B. Netanyahu, the war criminal, says he's not going to Washington. Can you imagine that? He knows Smotrich went there, his minister of finance, and was humiliated and disgraced. So similarly, when he went there to Germany, then remember Berlin, then there were Jewish protesters against him. So this is the absolute, you must remember, humiliation for them. Today, after the Sabbath, as we say, 11 consecutive week, hundreds of thousands of Judas and Zionists and Jews will be protesting in Tel Aviv and in Jerusalem and Beersheba and Haifa against Netanyahu and his illegal regime. This illegal regime has already destroyed more than 70, 80 houses of the Palestinians. How many they have killed, how many they have injured, and remember, yet they are losing. And the whole of Israel on the verge of collapse, politically, constitutionally, socially, economically. So Israel, inshallah, will be no more in the next few years. And I told you that long time ago, Israel will be wiped off the face of this earth. Do not mind the Palestinians, Hamas or Jihad Islami. There will be an implosion among themselves. They will be fighting like cats and dogs. And that is what Islam has taught us, remember, regarding them. Now we go to another harami country, and that is France. So now big, big riots and marches and protests are going on there in France. Macron is in big trouble. Inna shani akawal abtar. Any person who hates Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, hates the message or the messenger, Allah jalla wala will crush them. Simple example, BB, in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Macron, these are all examples, remember, of this. Then you see Brazil now is expanding its halal. You must remember, exports. They're going to send more and more to Saudi Arabia, Mecca, Medina, Jeddah, all these Arab countries, Emirates. These halal certificates from Brazil and so forth are not worth the paper on which is written. Remember that. Argentina, remember, their inflation rate has gone through the ceiling, 100%, 102%. Can you imagine, last year it cost 100, now this year it's costing 200. So the people there also are fed up, and remember, they cannot afford the cost of living. Then we find Imran Khan, you must remember, the High Court there has said, withdrawn, and said nobody can arrest him and so forth. Again, you see, they want to now disqualify him, put him in jail or assassinate him. But Allah has his own system, you must remember this. Come to our own beloved country, do you know, that you gave 80 plus murders per day. So what must you read, O Muslim? Surah 12, verse 64. فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. It's only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will protect us wherever we are. And we must remember that day in Cape Town, they played a smart move, this DA and their mayor and politicians, that they went to court and they got the interdict. You must remember, the EFF can march peacefully, all that, but everything will function as normal in Cape Town. The schools will be open. Everything will be functioning. And if they do any looting, plundering, then there will be a civil case against the EFF. So that was a smart move. What is good, we have to say is good. What is correct, remember, we don't agree with them on many policies, like how DA is pro-Israel, but on this year. So remember, for Gauteng and these areas, you wait for the judgment that will come out today and see what is happening. And then remember in Makkah, Medina, I don't know if I told you already, remember this year also there will be 10 rakats Taraweeh. So remember, and then the witr. This is MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. You must remember that he is destroying the deen of Islam from inside. He has been placed there to cause harm to Islam and Muslim by the enemies of Islam. But the day will come when he also will know what happened to Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, who was bootlicking the West. Then his day will also come. Yes, if he makes tawbah and repent, then alhamdulillah. But otherwise, you must remember, and Shuraim is not on the list now. He's tired and retired of all the kufr policies. So he just resigned after 32 years. Sudais finished his 40 years. But he also turned traitor to Islam because he's 100% with MBS. So we need to call a spade a spade. We must be very, very clear on all these type of issues here. Yes, I am in Ukhis. So you must remember why Ukhis. Ukhis is the tears of the eyes. So you must remember, yeah, mashallah, so many wonderful farms, beautiful animals, and so forth and so on. So therefore, the other reasons also, I don't know which reason is good. Yes, last night we had a wonderful program here. I arrived here just before Maghrib and read Maghrib Salat, then supper, and then Isha time. We had a program, mashallah, 99% of the men of Wakhis and surroundings were there. And then for 1 hour, and very good, we hear by Bhutti Ghani's place. He is my Masi, my mother's sister's grandchildren, they are, mashallah. So Allah Jalla wa Ala grant our Maso, Masi, uncle, auntie, all of them, Jannatul Firdaus, Bhutti's father, also Bhutti's brother. So all of them passed away. So Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus il A'la. So today we will be going to the masjid and we'll continue right till Fajr time, inshallah, with the program. And then have a program there in the masjid after Fajr, and thereafter go to the cemetery graveyard, make dua for all the marhumin. It's just near the masjid, the graveyard. And then inshallah today we will go there to King Ross to the Hajjat family sometime in the morning, and then to Trichat, and tonight inshallah we have a program in the Trichat masjid after Isha, and tomorrow after Fajr. So that is our program inshallah. Wherever you are, travel safely. Whilst I was coming yesterday, alhamdulillah, everything was very safe with the mercy of Allah. But a lot of police, and police, you know, the speed traps. So the police are waiting. In our language, we call the police the kakas, you see. They're full of sometimes, you know, stories, so kakas. So you must remember, there'll be a lot of kakas on the road. So kakas are the cops. So wherever you are, travel safely, inshallah. Ji Molana.
Ustad, your line is a bit bad. If Ustad could just maybe walk a bit because it's cracking. But nevertheless, I've got a Hafiz Shuaib. He says, Mufti Saab, is it true that there's a clip going around where the Ukraine soldiers are cutting pig meat on top of the Quran? I think, Ustad, you did send me the clip. Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You must remember this, Ukraine and all of them, they are the enemies of Islam and Muslims. And they know in Russia, you must remember, there are millions of Muslims. And we've been there, I've been to Moscow, been to St. Petersburg, and you know the Chechens are helping Putin and so forth in their war against, remember, Ukraine. So therefore, they want to now cause, you understand, great pain and anxiety to the Muslims and so forth. They know that for the Muslims, that the swine, the pig is Najasul Ain, and bumper to bumper, top to bottom, every part of it is haram, and nothing can ever be legalized, nor the gelatin of the swine, or any other part. So therefore, they will take the pork, they will take the swine, all that, and slaughter it, cut it on the Quran, Allah forbid. So these are the crimes they will continue committing. But remember that when the punishment of Allah comes, then they will know. According to their statistics, already in this 1 year war, 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers died. All this ruling of the ICC.
Ustad, we cannot hear you, Ustad.
And see if we get the reception, inshallah.
Ustaz line is
yes, we are in the farm, so let's see. Can you hear me now?
No, Ustaz, we cannot hear you at all.
Oh, you have to go outside.
19,
I some good reception.
19 minutes so, after 5. Ustaz, we still cannot hear you.
And inshallah, maybe then you can hear.
All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask Haji Abu Yusuf just to get hold of our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. You know, this, what happens when, I think, I don't know if it's the network, because I know, I think day before yesterday as well, when we were speaking to our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Mulana Salim Karim, and his lines as well were giving a bit of a problem. So now I see, and I just told Haji Abu Yusuf, just when I heard Mufti Saab coming, when I told Haji Abu Yusuf, I think Mufti Saab's line is going to give us a problem. I just told him that when Mufti Saab was busy speaking, and there we go. Let's see if we have Ustad. Ustad, are you there? Are you there, Ustad?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
G, loud and clear, Ustad. Loud and clear. You may continue.
Yeah, I'm outside the house now, under the sky.
G. Somebody was saying, Ustad, it's Brother Wesley. He says, if I learn your Islam and I quote your Quran in Arabic, will I be a sinner if I remain a Christian? Wesley, Ustad.
Remember, my brother Wesley, that the Quran Sharif, as mentioned in the Quran itself, Surah 2, verse 185, Hudal Linnas, is not a book for the Arabs, is not a book for Muslims only, is a book for the entire human race and the entire universe. So therefore, the human beings, the jinn, read it with an open mind and not with a jaundiced eye, and with preconceived ideas. So many people, you must remember, read the Quran, and what they found. 1 minute. So, anyway, so remember that in the Quran is mentioned that Hudal Linnas. So, in that way there, we find that it is a book of guidance for everybody. And you carry on reading it, Wesley. And inshallah, if guidance is meant for you, Allah will give you guidance. But you must remember that you must read it with an open mind and open heart. Then inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala will guide you.
Somebody says here that when is the American government, Zionist president, leaders of Israel, Haramis, all going to be arrested for their war crimes, Ustad?
That's exactly the question I posed. They want to arrest Putin, but what about all the war crimes they committed in Afghanistan? What about all the war crimes they committed in Iraq and in Vietnam and so many other places? From 1950 till now, remember that the greatest amount of wars were carried out by the Americans and their allies and so forth. So they are the biggest war criminals. And I told you that, remember, if Putin is guilty, then he's guilty for 1 year. And they, Israel, you must remember, are guilty for 75 years. So that is why you find the white hegemony. And you find, you must remember, that these people here, always the double standards. Every Israeli leader and prime minister, remember, is a war criminal from 1948 till today.
I see Brother Marlon, he says, but AK, the US, they know where Putin is. Why don't they take him out now? Marlon, Ustad.
You think it's so easy? Putin and them have the highest amount of nuclear. And that's why America never ever wants to have a direct war with Putin, because they know that they will lose the whole of America because he has the greatest amount of nuclear arsenal. So, I mean, this is well-known fact, documented. So, therefore, always America will use proxies, but they themselves will not be able to launch a war against them directly. And you see, even during the week when they launched their drone and it fell in the Black Sea, $30 million gone. Like how you see Silicon Bank fell, how you see the Signature Bank fell, and then the Republican Bank there in America, they had to get so many companies. Not helping. You must remember that our market, if you know, it's gone down. Do you know South Africa yesterday on the stock exchange? They lost over 1 trillion rand. Mm. Not 1 million, not billion, 1 trillion rand yesterday South Africa lost. So you must remember the effects of it is a domino effect. You go from South Africa, then you go to America first, and then you go to UK, then you go to France, you go everywhere in the world. So, because these people, yeah, they want to rule the world, but everything of theirs is collapsing.
I've got Sister Tilly, and she's apologizing about the question, and she says, please, AK, don't feel offended. She wants to know, Ustad, who created God, and what does God want from us? Sister Tilly, Ustad.
Remember, my sister, there is only one creator, and he is Almighty Allah, who you call God, capital G. So he was, he is, he will always be. I pose the question to you, Sister Tilly. Every day the sun is rising. Every day the sun is setting. With precision and accuracy, who is doing all that? I'm asking you. Now you see in South Africa, that summer is finishing now. June, July will come. We will enter into summer. And if you go to Saudi Arabia, Makkah, Medina, there it will be much, yes, much winter, there is much summer. So every year this is happening. Can you say it's a natural phenomenon? Can you say it's happening automatically? So everything happens with a decree of Almighty Allah. And not with our degrees, and not with what we want, but what Allah Ta'ala has decreed. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. Who gives life and who gives death? You were born 40, 50 years ago. So who gave you that life? Tomorrow you pass away, I die, we pass away. Who will give us death? So everything is in the control of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And when the last day comes, Sister Tilly, I'm giving you references every day. Chapter 28 and verse 88, Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha, that remember everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah. He is, he was, he is, he'll always be. He is eternal and he is always. Death is for me and you, creation. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Me and you have to die sooner or later. Death is inevitable.
I've got our sister Elizabeth. She says, good morning, sir. Where is Donald Trump and what is happening to Richie Rich? Ustad.
So you must remember that as far as Donald Trump goes, now he's making the right statements. Because he knows Biden is on the back foot, Israel is on the back foot, and Trump is a maverick character. One day he will speak this way, one day that day, that way there. So he said now that, remember, American horrible leaders are the biggest threat to the Western world. So that is Trump, this yesterday statement he made. And as far as Richie Rich goes, Sunak goes, big problems there. You must remember the banking sector is feeling the pinch there. Inflation is skyrocketing there. I told you the other day, right in UK, you can't buy more than 3 tomatoes per person. And he wants to go and spend thousands and millions of dollars, or you want to call it pounds and all that, in his heating of the swimming pool and so forth. So that is where Richie Rich is. Sunak in big problems. And now there will be bigger strikes there and so forth. You just watch the press and you will see how many people are going on strike for the next week, for the next month and so forth.
A listener says, so why doesn't Zelensky spend his personal millions defending Ukraine, Ustad?
Remember that you don't know the history of Zelensky. Zelensky was a clown. He was acting in a comedy show. So the Jutlas, they wanted to establish a Jewish state and an alternative for Israel, because they also know that one day Israel will fall apart and they have to run away. And then this idea was sold to the Americans that we need a launching pad so we can launch it from there, from Ukraine, and a preemptive strike against Russia. But Putin was too clever for them, and before they could strike him on 24th of February 2022, Putin started his war and invasion against them. Until today, they're catching a good threshing and a good hiding. If anybody tells you Ukraine is winning or America is winning, remember they're not telling you the truth, because you must remember they are losing the war and it's costing them billions of dollars every day, every week, and every month it's growing. So therefore the Americans now are fed up and they want to now stop aiding. This is what some of their senators are saying.
Was that doctor that wants to know that there's a bottle store in their community. They want to make that into a masjid, into a mosque. Is it permissible, Ustad?
So remember, if you have a church or you have a synagogue or you have something, and then you Muslims, you go and purchase it, and then you make a masjid, so it's permissible. So similarly, if there's a bottle store or there's some haram place or what have you, so you Muslims, you purchase it, you demolish all that things that are there, all the bottles and all the things they got there, and then you make it. Now you are the owners, so now you make it a masjid, you make it a madrasa, whatever you want to. So it's fine, there's no problem with that. But remember that everything must be done above board. Not there's some bribery and corruption and all that involved. So that is not permissible, obviously.
I've got Dumisani. He says, I'm listening to the program. Why is Africa so poor? What intelligent people? Dumisani, Ustad.
Dumisani, you don't read, my brother. Africa is one of the richest continents in the world. We have so many natural resources. Take South Africa. How many resources you have? Yesterday when I was coming, you must remember, from Johannesburg here to Ochis, and the nearer you come, you just see the amount of coal trucks, the amount of trucks moving. Yesterday, the Maulana who brought me here to the masjid, he told me more than 1,000 trucks pass here, you must remember, up and down with the coal and so forth. You got gold, you got coal, you got so many minerals here, but what happens? So you must remember that the West, they know what to do. You take Congo, you take Botswana, you take all these countries, you take Algeria. So Algeria has got one of the largest amount of gas in Africa and so forth. But the corruption goes on. They choose and they pinpoint, you must remember, few elite people and few elite families. And then they become multi-millionaires, multi-billionaires and so forth and so on. And remember that the masses suffer. You're almost 30 years in democracy. Go ask Joe the carpenter, Joe the builder, Joe the plumber, that what did you benefit in the past 25, 29, 30 years? He will tell you. And go ask the politicians. You know, never mind, we can be biased. Tutu said it so well. Tutu said, under apartheid, we had the gravy train, and now we have the gravy plane. And how? 100%, I don't think any person can dispute that. So that is how they work. That is to keep the white hegemony. So they will be the masters, and then the politicians will work under them.
Well, sir, there's a family, in fact, two families. They're leaving to Saudi. They're going for Umrah. They're going to spend Ramadan there. So they want to know what happens now with Tarawih. Should they read there behind the imam, or should they go in a hotel and read? Some ulama say, no, they should read behind the imam, the 10 rakats, Ustad.
Remember our advice to all of you, whether from South Africa or from Pakistan or India or Dubai or New York or London. You are going for Umrah, so you must remember the following three things. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Umratun fi Ramadan ta'dilu hajjatan ma'i. That when you are going to perform an Umrah in Ramadan, then the reward you will get is equivalent to a Hajj with me, with Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go open Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. So you will find words similar to what I just quoted and cited now. So that's one issue. Second issue, you must remember the Quran Sharif teaches us, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect to the landmarks and symbols of Allah Jalla Wala, so that is the sign of the taqwa and piety of that person. Our advice to all the men is, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Taraweeh, Witr, all you read behind the Imam. And you, the women, you read your salat at home and the hotel. And if you read behind the imam, then your salat is valid as well, but better in the hotel. Then remember that according to all four schools, you must understand this issue properly. There is no one, nor the Shafi'is, nor the Malikis, nor the Hanbalis, nor the Hanafis, who say that Taraweeh is 8 rakats or 10 rakats. They have consensus. It is 20 rakats. And you can see any kitab go open. You must remember the Mudawwanat al-Kubra of the Malikis. Go open. You must remember Majmu' of the Shafi'is, Mughni of Ibn Qudama, Hanbalis. Hanafis, go open the 100 kitabs, Bada'i, Sana'i, Hidayah, Fathul Qadir, whatever you want, Bahrubai. So we all agree that it is 20 rakats. You must remember this. So that is what we must know. So you read your witr, you read your Taraweeh, your witr, everything with the imam, and then you go there in the hotel, and then you read your 10 rakats, you and your wife. You just read from Alam Tara downwards, and you should do that. So not because they are doing shaitaniyat, so you also must do that. How many countries with Allah's help I travel, and in Ramadan when I used to travel, South America, other countries, after 8 rakats, 10 rakats, because the people walk away, so I also walk away. So people wonder, so I tell him I'm Musafir, I don't have to read also. But they don't know what I used to do, that last 12 rakats or 10 rakats, whatever it is. So then I used to go to the room, to the hotel, wherever we're staying, and myself and my wife, then I read my own Taraweeh. So for past 20 years or so, I'm reading my own Taraweeh. I read Isha Salat in the Masjid, and then I come home, one man, one vote. I'm the Imam, my wife is behind me. So that is my advice to all of you. And regarding Witr Salat also, you should read behind them. Hazrat Mufti Ashiq Ilahi, our Ustad, he told me personally, you must, and he was the Hanafi Mufti in Madinah Munawwara. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Gangohi, Rahimahullah, who's buried here in South Africa, his fatwa also is that. And remember so many other ulama. Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri wrote this masla in Ma'arif al-Sunan, the commentary of Tirmidhi Sharif. If you read the witr behind the Shafi Imam is valid. So therefore, our ruling is this, that you read behind the Imams of the Haram, or if you're in Cape Town, or you're in a place where the Shafis are, that you just read behind them. Don't make stories of separate Jamaat and so forth.
Let's go to Heidelberg, Ustad. The listener says that, Mufti Sahab, if Kazakhstan becomes part of Russia, how will the world change? From Heidelberg, Ustad.
So you must remember this. I told you yesterday that what happened was in 79, the Russians entered Afghanistan. And what had happened was, when they entered Afghanistan, they thought it would be a walk in the park, and they went in with the Red Army as USSR. And you see that after 10 years, they were defeated, and they had to put their tails between their legs. The Mujahideen gave them such a thrashing, and now they call themselves the Russian Federation. And all these countries neighboring, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and Kazakhstan, and all of them, majority Muslim countries. So you must remember that because they have so many natural resources, they have gas, they have oil, they have other minerals and so forth. But the problem is they all under the wing of Russia. They will never do anything until they consult with Russia, because they don't want problems with Russia. They know what Putin can do. I always told you, Putin is a big harami, remember that. He'll be very good to you if you listen to him. But if you oppose him, you want to wage war against him, then you will come off second best and you will lose. And you see, this is what the West is realizing today.
Mm. Ustaz, one more question before we cross over to Maulana Salim. It says, can zakat monies be used to pay off debts like a car accident, Ustaz?
You must remember that if a person is ill or a person was involved in an accident and now he has a mountain of debts, now he wants to use his zakat to pay his debts, totally haram, not permissible. In Surah Tawbah, Surah chapter number 9, verse number 60, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions the 8 different categories of people who are entitled to receive zakat. So zakat, Quran Sharif tells us repeatedly, wa atu zakat. Atu zakat means you must give the zakat to somebody else who's a Muslim and poor and destitute and so forth, and there must be no conditions attached. You can't be paying your own debts, you must remember, or paying for your children's education or studies and so forth with zakat money. All that is haram, and the zakat and that compulsory charity of Muslims, that would not be valid, and your zakat duty will not be discharged. Inshallah, today between 7 and 9 will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and between 6 and 8, inshallah, will be Brother Suleiman Esop with Naat Qiraat, and I will be, inshallah, Al-Aziz, tonight there in Trichat, and we have a program tonight there, the Trichat Masjid after Isha, and tomorrow morning after Fajr. Barakallahu fiqh, Jazakallahu khair. I'm here at the Wakhiz Masjid with Brother Bhutigani. Allah Ta'ala make easy.
Ameen.
Allah accept us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.